This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The widow of slain Haitian leader Jovenel Moïse, who was critically wounded in the attack that killed him, issued her first public remarks Saturday since the assault, calling on her nation not to lose its way.
Moi vivant, Krasmonti. Moi vivant. Même mon petit mari, Jovenel.
In an audio message posted on her official Twitter account 3 days after her husband was shot dead in their home, Martine Moïse said, "I am alive, thanks to God. I am alive, but I have lost my husband, Jovenel." Martine Moïse was rushed to a Haitian hospital after the attack in the early hours of Wednesday. She was later evacuated to Miami, Florida, for treatment. According to Haitian authorities, an armed commando of 28 men, 26 Colombians and 2 Haitian Americans, burst in and opened fire on the couple in their home. So far, 17 have been arrested and at least 3 killed. A handful remain at large, according to police. Haiti's interim government has asked the United States and the UN to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country. Ethiopia's ruling Prosperity Party has been declared the winner of last month's national election in a landslide, assuring a second term for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The National Election Board of Ethiopia says the party won 410 seats out of 436 contested in the federal parliament, which will see some seats remain vacant after one-fifth of constituencies didn't vote due to unrest or logistical reasons. No voting occurred in the conflict-hit Tigray region. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.